Today's daf in Masechet Zvachim is daf Kuf Chaf. Wow. Okay, we're holding on daf Kuf Yotet Amud Beit, and we were just finishing up with Rami Bar Choma, and there were two different Lashonis in Rami Bar Choma. I'm going to stick with the simple Lashonis in the Gemara, even though Rashi brings his own different Gersa here with a different approach to Rami Bar Choma. So our first Rami Bar Choma distinguished between the type of things that you're bringing on the Boma Kitana, but you decide to bring on the Boma Gedola. So it was depending what it was that you had determined initially. So when we say that this halacha, that if you bring something on a Boma Kitana, it has these dinim, and if you bring something on the Boma Gedola, it has different dinim. So the first approach in Rami Bar Choma was that there's a difference between Koche Boma Kitana and where it is that you brought those. If you brought them in the Boma Kitana, so then they stick with the dinim of the Boma Kitana. But even Koche Boma Kitana, if they're brought on a Boma Gedola, then they take on the dinim of the Boma Gedola, and you have to have the dam of the Eilo, Lamata, Michuta, Sikra, and so on, all of the various dinim that will apply. The other one, the other Lashon of Rami Bar Choma, was that actually it was the difference was in what your original Hekdesh was for. Now, if your original Hekdesh was for the Boma Gedola, and you brought them on the Boma Gedola, so then, yes, you certainly do need the Dam to be Lamata, Michuta, Sikra on the Eilo, and those have the same dinim as the Mizbeach and the Mishkat. But if initially the Kachim were for a Boma Kitana, then even if you bring them on a Boma Gedola, you do not have to worry about the Chutas Sikra. That was the second Lashon. And we ended up not having a Raya to one or the other. Now, is your hand up, Ori? Did you want to ask something? Okay, she took down her hand. So, today the Gemara wants to point out that Pliga de Rabbi Elazar. So the second way that we just learned Rami Bar Choma, namely, that once something was mugdash for the purposes of being brought on a Boma Kitana, then even if you bring it into a Boma Gedola, it's not going to get the dinim of Chitzui. Pliga de Rabbi Elazar, that din is different than Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar says the Eila of Abomas Yochi that you brought inside, there's a din of Kalita Mechitzas, Kilatua Mechitzot Lechol Davar. Now, this is a completely different din that we've discussed until now. Until now, we were talking about the concept of the Mizbeach being Mechayev you. So if you're going to do the work on the Mizbeach, so then you would actually have to, if you're using the Mizbeach HaGedola in the Mokom of Nov or Givon, or when we first came into Eretz Yisrael in Gilgal, then you would have to keep to the rules of the Boma Gedola. Here, Rabbi Elazar is taking it a step further. He's saying it's not a din in the Mizbeach, it's a din in the Mechitzes. So once you brought the Eila of a Boma Siochid into the place where that Mizbeach is, in Gilgal, in Nov, or in Givon, where there is a Mizbeach that is called the Boma of the Tzibur, Kilatua Mechitzot. That means that the very fact that you're in that courtyard, that's enough to be Mechayev you to bring it on the Boma Gedola with all of the dinim of the Boma Gedola. Now, it's not 100% clear what that is, and we're going to now ask how far this halacha extends. Boy, Rabbi Zera, how far does Rabbi Elazar mean this? Suppose it's an ola that was meant to be brought on the Bomas Yachid, and you brought it inside, so you say Kaltua Mechitzot, and now you bring it back outside again. Lotzia Lachutz. So is this din of the Kaltua Mechitzot, is that similar to the idea of the Mizbeach, that when im alta lo tered, you don't take it off in the Mizbeach? Or we have the concept of Nasa Lach Moshe Mizbeach, which is that after the Mizbeach starts burning something, it's already considered to be the food of the Mizbeach, and you're not allowed to take it off. So what's the din over here? Mi amrinan ki mit der Eile. Do we say once you go into the Givon structure, the walls, meaning of the outside walls of its chatzah, would it be kotel amechitza? And you'd have to bring it back in, even if you took it out. Whoa. So in other words, the dinim that were necessary to keep, let's say you're bringing a carbon shlami, and there's a din of trufas chazav eshok. There's no din of trufas chazav eshok on the Baba Kitana, but now that you brought it in, and you say kelatua mechitzot, so when I bring it out again, and I do my shlamim, do I have to go back in and do tenufav chazav eshok? Or it's only while it's there that it's actually chayev? So this is taking it yet another step. Oh, Dilma, maybe we should say, kiman dohadar hadar. Once you brought something back out to where it was, so then you don't have to put it back in again. Says the Gemara, isn't that actually the same as the machlokas of Rabbah and Rav Yosef that we had earlier? This was actually the machlokas that we had about the Mishnah in Me'ilah, which we discussed earlier in the Masechet. You'll remember that there was a machlokas there in Me'ilah, in the Mishnah, the Tanan, kotche kotchim sheshochton b'doron. All right, says over there, even though you did the shechita of the kotche kotchim in the wrong place, and you shechted it in the southern part of the Azara, and the din is that those are not kosher korbanas, nonetheless, you're still mo'alim b'hem, you're definitely going to be chayev on Me'ilah, because it's still considered to be a valid animal that was shechted. It's not as if it just died and you murdered it, in which case you took off all of its kachim, and therefore there would not be me'ilah. Now, we found over there that there was a machlokas between Rabbah and Rav Yosef, whether the din of me'ilah there is only a derabbanan, but mi'ikar ad-din, it's not at all roi for the mizbeach, and even if you brought it up to mizbeach, it would be yored, or whether if you brought it up to the Mizbeach, it's the same thing as the Me'ilah. Since it's considered to be Kachim Legabi Me'ilah, it's considered to be Kachim Legabi the Kedushas HaMizbeach as well. So there was the question that we raised in Me'ilah, or earlier on Daf Pei Daled, we learned, Yiboyelu, what's the din im olu ma'o sheyerdo? Suppose you brought up these Kachim, not realizing that they were Kachim, that had been shechted, even though they were kachet kadashim, whether it was an eila, an asham, or a chatas, and they were shechted bedorim, and they're not kosher. You put them on the mizbeach. Do they come off of the mizbeach or not? Now, you would think that if there's still, the din is that there's still me'ila on them, so then that means they're still ultimately royal mizbeach. They're still kachet Hashem. They haven't been completely wiped out from their kedusha. And you would think that the din would follow the din in the Mishnah, since the Mishnah says ma'alim b'hem, so the din should be im olu lo yerdu. But nonetheless, Rabbah says no, im olu yerdu. And that's because Rabbah holds that the ma'alim b'hem that we mentioned in the Mishnah means mid-rabbanan were ma'alim b'hem. But mi'ikar hadin, they are completely possible. They're not shaykh to the mizbeach at all. You wouldn't even have a mi'ilah midiraisa. It's just the rabbanan gave it a din of mi'ilah. Obviously not to actually bring a carbon mi'ilah, but to aser it like mi'ilah. Whereas Rabbi Yosef says, no, im olu lo yerdu. Because like the Mishnah says, it's basically kosher in the ultimate sense, because you see that it has mi'ilah. That means it hasn't lost its kedusha. And therefore, you can leave it on the Mizbeach. So now, if we take that to be Nogea, the din over here, so it seems to be that Rabbah, who says that even in this case, they should be taken off of the Mizbeach despite the Me'ilah. So he holds the Mizbeach has no koyach to demand its share of something that was outside of its makom. So if that's the case, then that would mean that the same thing should be true if you have the something that you shechted outside of its area, such as over here, you shechted your carbon outside of the Mizbeach in Givon or in Nov, and now you just brought it in. Okay, so the same way the Mizbeach doesn't have the koyach to take things in because of the mechitzas around it. If those mechitzas were not the correct mechitzas, then they don't go on the mizbeach. So the same thing is true over here. The shechita was outside of this general area, and even though there's no din of psul mechitzas, obviously, but there's no din of tfisa by these mechitzas. So we can take that as a general understanding of what it was that Rabbi Lazar would be saying as well. It would be the same machlokas. Rabbi Lazar is saying you started a korban, it was meant to be brought outside, you shecht it outside, now you bring it in, it gets the din of the mizbeach, and you take it back out again. So then there's no din of klita in the ultimate sense, that im olo lo yered, you're not allowed to take it off again, meaning that you'd have to bring it back inside. Whereas Rabbi Yosef, who says, even though it was shechted b'dorim, once you put it in there, you don't let it come down again. So he seems to be saying that even something that's not within its normal mechitzes is nonetheless, once it's on the mizbeach, it would stay on the mizbeach. So in this case, where Rabbi Lazar is saying that the mechitzes of that mizbeach are an extension of that mizbeach, so then it should be the same halacha, says the Gemara. What kind of crazy? There's no interrelationship between these two sugyas at all. I beg your pardon. Tiboy le Rabba, Tiboy le Rav Yosef. Look, let's take a look at it the way Rabba looks at it. All that Rabba was talking about was the Mizbeach. We're not talking about the Mizbeach here. We're talking about the din of the Mechitzas of a Mizbeach HaTzibor, not the din of its being on the Mizbeach. So when it comes to the Mizbeach, there's a din. HaMizbeach Mekadesh Es HaRa'uila. Anything that is meant to be on that Mizbeach is put on the Mizbeach. Anything that's not meant for that Mizbeach is not put on the Mizbeach. My question over here was, is this ultimately meant for the Mizbeach, or do we say that no, the Me'ilah was only a Darabanan? It's completely possible. So, okay, so since according to Rabba, Kachim Kachim are not right for the Mizbeach, so then you take them down. What does that have to do with over here? A concept that Rabbi Lazar is introducing, a new concept, that the idea of bringing something to Novin Givon, which we never heard this before, mind you. If you're going to bring something Novin Givon, yes, we did hear two Pirushim in Rami Bar Chama. That's true. The two Pirushim that we heard in Rami Bar Chama was only the difference of whether you're going to utilize the Mizbeach of that Mizbeach HaTzibur. And that was a question, whether it's a din in the Mizbeach or was a din in the Kachim that you were giving to the Mizbeach. Well, that's not the issue over here at all. The issue over here is a new halacha, that if you're bringing it into the area where that Mizbeach is pa'il, then it gets the din of something that has those kind of chumras. So it's not nogea over here with a mechitza. I don't know. Whatever this din of Rabbi Lazar is, that bringing it inside is as if you're saying, now I want this carbon to be brought on the Mizbeach HaTzibur. There's no din of ro'ila. It could be that a mechitza, even if something had been shechted outside of that mechitza, is still going to be kolate. There's no psul of yotze, obviously. There's nothing wrong with shechting something that was meant for a bama katana on a bama katana, is there? Or we could look at it the other way. We could say maybe even Rav Yosef, who says that im ala lo yered, in the case of the, when you put it on the mizbeach, well, that's because it's all something that was ro'oi in that mokam. It's all one mokam, right? What's the difference if it was bedoraim or if it was betzofen? It's all within, in terms of mechitzas, it's all within the mechitzah of the azora. This halacha of whether you're allowed to shecht in the northern part only, or whether you could shecht even on the south, as in the kachim kalim, that's not a din in mechitzas. And therefore, that may be the point of Rabbi Yosef. If something is all in the same mokam, and remember that when we're talking about the whole concept of shvutei chutz and the implications for bamais, the makor in the Torah is Yishomelcha pentale olotecha b'chol mokom ashtira. It's the concept of a mokam. And therefore, what Rabbi Yosef is saying, look, as long as you're in the same mokam, then there's no din of a going out of a mokam that's going to affect its usability for a mizbeach at all. But over here, there's two different makomas completely. One is the area of Nov or Givon, and the other is Bechol Makom Asher Tireh. So since over here it's Trei Mekomot, you know, maybe he would agree that in this case, if you're comparing a mechitza to the klita of the Mizbeach, the same way the Mizbeach wouldn't be like something that was from a different place completely, and it would only be like the difference between Zohar and the Doran, maybe even Rabbi Yosef would be Moda, or maybe not. I don't know. I mean, you know, we don't really have any experience with this idea of the klita mechitza is for the dinim of the Mizbeach. This is like a tremendous chiddush that throughout the entire Masechet we never bumped into once, because we were always talking about the given halachas that Yotze was pasul, so none of this was really important. What would it mean, kaltua mechitza? The first time that we have a concept of kaltua mechitza is only over here at the very end. Now that we understand the difference of bringing korbanos b'chutz and bringing korbanos b'fnim and all of the different shitas, we understand there may even be a new idea, which Rebbe Lazar is mechadesh, that there is a concept of klitas b'chitzes, just as there's a concept on the Mizbeach per se, in the Mishkan or in the Beis HaMikdash, of im ola lo yerid. Now, there was a machlokes about the dinim of the parts of a korba, which had been brought, you did the whole avodah b'chutz. It was meant to be b'chutz. You were bringing an ola b'chutz. Say, right now, you want to bring the evorim of that oila on the makom where the whole tzibur is. So you did everything up on your rooftop. You did the shita. You did the zrika. And now it's a little bit difficult to burn that oila. My gosh, it's going to take a tremendous amount of time and effort to burn a whole animal. And so you say, you know what? I'm not that far from Nov. Let me go to Nov. And I'll bring it on the Mizbeach in Nov. So you go to Nov and you put those Evorim on the Mizbeach. What's the din? So a milta the Pshitilei l'Rabba b'chad gisa, or the Rav Yosef b'chad gisa, as we're going to see, Rabba takes for granted one way of poskening about that issue, and Rav Yosef takes for granted the opposite way, and Rav Yanai doesn't know, and he asked. So something that Rabba took for granted in one direction, and Rabbi Yosef took as for granted in the opposite direction, was raised as a question halacha by Rabbi Yana. And he asked, suppose I have the Evre Eilas Bamas Yochi, which means I already did the Shvita, and I already did the Zrika, and they were going to be brought up on a Bamas Yochi. Everything was fine. Everything would have been kosher. Now, I want to bring up those Evorim on the Mizbeach HaTzibur. Are they supposed to be taken off or not? Now, this is not so pasha that we should put in taken off. Because the question is, Mahu, the Pashtas, can you be doing that? But anyway, in Rashi, it's Mahu Sheyerdu. Because basically what happened over here is the dinim of that oila, when I brought them b'chutz, are very different. And I did the zrika b'chutz, that's very different than even the dinim that are matir, this carbon bifnim. Not true? If I do the zrika b'chutz, there's no din of doing them l'mata b'chutz sikra. It's no din of doing shnayim shein arba. Now, those are the zrikas that are matir, they're buzzer for the mizbeach. So what I did on the Bama Ketana is not really what would have been matir these Evorim for the Mizbeach of the Mizbeach HaTzibur. We're over there. The halacha is that I do need Shnayim Shem Arba. And I do need to do a Lamata Mechuta Sikra. So the question is, if I bring these Evorim up now on the Mizbeach of the Tzibur, do we look at it as a carbon that was roiv for the Mizbeach, but it wasn't supposed to be put on this Mizbeach? That's the same thing as having something that was psulei b'kodesh, and it's ultimately roi in the sense that once it was there, we don't take it off, versus something that wasn't psulei b'kodesh. So how do we look at this? So now, let's just make sure we understand what we're talking about. If it was already burning, That's the question. If you didn't even start burning it, if you haven't started to burn it, it certainly wasn't Nasa Lach Meisham Mizbeach. So why should I leave it up there? The question is, normally we say that once something starts burning on the Mizbeach, then it becomes Lach Meisham Mizbeach. The question over here is it Nasa Lach Meisham Mizbeach or not? Keiko, we actually don't really know. Itma, let's ask another thing. We had a whole list of items that apply only on the Mizbeach of the Tzibur and that do not apply on a Bar Mitzvah. But there were quite a few important issues that we never discussed. For instance, the din is that in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to do the Avoda during the Yom. Is that true of a Bar Mitzvah or not? Now, it didn't say anything about that Shechitas Laila is Posel B'Bar Mitzvah Tzibur, but it's Kosher B'Bar Mitzvah Yochid. What would be the din about that? So, Itmar, Shechitas Laila B'Bar Mitzvah Yochid, there's a machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. Chad Amar Kshira, V'chad Amar Psula. So it doesn't say here who holds what, even though apparently Rashi had a girsa, Rav says kosher, and Shmuel says pasul. V'kom miflagei. The question was about another issue that Rabbi Elazar raised. And he raised a contradiction in the psukim. And the shaila is, how do I answer that contradiction? Because depending on how I answer it, that's exactly what's going to define the Shechitas Laila. And this is a contradiction of an actual event. So what happened here? Shaul HaMelech tells the Bnei Yisrael, remember that he made them fight the Plishtim and to keep fighting and nobody eats anything until we go ahead and we wipe them out. And okay, so they finished, Hashem gave them over the Plishtim, and they took the animals that had belonged to the Plishtim, and they shechted them as kachim, they made them kachim, and they told Shaul that the nation is eating al hadam, it's a disaster, which means that apparently they didn't do zrika. So he says, Begadetem, the way you're acting is mamish begida in the halacha. Golu elai hayom even gidola. Bring me over the big even and we'll make it into a mizbeach and then we can all do the zrika and then you'll do it properly. Okay, but note that Shaul says over here, hayom. It's got to be done hayom. Why hayom? Because it's got to be done during the day. This was, remember, while there was still Nov. This was before Shaul had destroyed Nov. And he says, you have to do it during the daytime. So it's mashma that the din would be that if in a Bama Kitana, which this is, if you're going to do the Zrika, it's got to be done in the daytime. So that means that there would still be a din of Yom. Now the problem is that the next pasuk says the opposite. Vayomer Shaul, putzu b'am, spread out around the people. Vamartem lahem, you tell these people. Hegishu elai ish shoro v'ish seyo, ushchatetem b'zeh v'achaltem. You have to come to me and utilize this shechita knife, and then you can eat it. Kalo techetu la'ashem le'chol al adam. And don't be chote for eating something before Zrika. But here it says, Beferish, Vayagishu kala ami shorobi ado halayla. Now, I understand. First he said, make sure that this is done in the day. And then it says they all came over in the nighttime. Everybody brought over his animal, Vayishchatusham. And they did the shechita over there next to Shaul. So there was two different approaches between Rav and Shmuel. How do we understand the contradiction? So, Mar Mishane Kan Bechulin, Kan Bekodeshim.
where Shaul was talking about Hayom, the Goloi Le'evan, those were animals that they had captured from the Goyim, that they were going to bring as Karbanas, and they weren't makpid to do the Zrika before the Achila. Whereas the other man, the Omar, says, Rav Shmuel, we don't know, Kan Bekachi Boma Gedela, and Kan Bekachi Boma Kitana. So where Shaul said that you have to do the Shlita in the daytime, he was talking about where they had in mind to bring the Karbanas in Nov. Masha Enkein, where it says that they all came around at night, those were Kachim that they wanted to Shecht on a Boma Kitana. And therefore, it was not a problem to do the Shvita B'Layla, because there is no Layla on a Boma Kitana. So then that means that it's a machlok is about whether there's a din of Layla on a Boma Kitana. Now, how about this other halacha? We never spoke about this. Was like such a major issue before. When we were talking about does the Ela in the Midbar at Har Sinai, you know, when they started bringing Elas before the binyan of the Eil Meir. Remember, we had the big machlokas before about whether it needs Hefshet v'nituach or not. So we never raised that issue. You didn't tell me whether there's a difference between a Bama Ketana and a Bama Ketela, legabe the din of Laila. You didn't tell me whether there's a difference, legabe the din of Hefshet v'nituach. So Itmar, Olas Bamas Yochin, Rav Amar Ein Tuna Hefshet v'nituach, Rabbi Yochan Amar Tuna Hefshet v'nituach. And it seems to be that there is Gufa Machlokas. This Machlokas is actually dependent in Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, which is what we spoke about earlier. Miflagebe de Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, de Tanya. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili Omer, Ola Shikriv Yisro Bamidbar, Ein to Una Hefshet v'nituach, She Ein Hefshet v'nituach, Ela Mi'ol Mo'ed V'Elech. So what Rabbi Yossi HaGlili was saying, the din of Hefshet v'nituach was a new Chiddush from the time of the binyan of the Mishkan. So Rabbi Yochanan holds Mar Sovar Me'ol Mo'ed Ve'elech means that it was a halacha in the carbon from that point on, not a halacha in that Mizbeach. So Me'ol Mo'ed Ve'elech, that's the definition of the Eila, not that that's the definition of how to use the Mizbeach, and therefore Loshna Bama Gedola, the Loshna Bama Ketana, you're still going to need Hefshet V'nituach of an Eila. Masha Inkin Rav held, Beboma Gedola, similar to the Ohel Mayed. Yes, it was a din in Ohel Mayed Ve'elech, in a korban that was being brought on a Mizbeach, similar to the Ohel Mayed, namely that it was at least the Bomas Tzibor. But if it was a Boma Ketana, then lo. And we seem to have a clear raya, for Rabbi Yochanan. Because Tanika Vasi de Rabbi Yochanan, one of the things Rabbi Yochanan held that it's a din in the korban. And this braita says, Dvarim shebein b'magido lala b'maktana. Here are some of the dinim about the hakrava that differentiates between a b'magidala and a b'magitana. So, there's a din of needing the kronot ha-mizbeach on a Boma Gedola. There's a din of needing a kevesh. So you need to have that wrap that goes up to the top of it. There needs to be a shape that is square and that has a yisod on the mizbeach, because all of those dinim are part of the way you bring the korbanos hatzibor in the Ohel Moed, and that's true here too. So you need the ribua, you need the yisod in a Boma Gedola. But when it comes to the Boma Ketana, you don't need the Koronos on the Mizbeach, you don't need a Yesod, and you don't need even the square shape. Now, you certainly don't need a Kevesh that goes up to it. How about the Kiyor, the Kano? Well, that din of requiring the Kiyor, the Kino, for the Yadayim, for Agrayim, Kiddush of the Kohen, we saw before. Oh, it's only an Boma Gedola. There's no din of the Kiyor, the Kano. Furthermore, Chaza v'shok, as we saw earlier, Chaza v'shok, Beboma Gedola, Ve'en Chaza v'shok, Rabbama Ketana. Okay, now those are all things that we need. We knew. The Dvarim Sheshavta, Bama Gedola, Bama Ketana. Here are things which are similar. First of all, you need the din of Shechita, Bama Gedola, Uketana. You need, look at this, you need Hefshet Venituach, Begedola, Uketana. There you see, that the Braita takes for granted Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, that it's the din of Hefshet Venituach was the Kiddush after the Hakomas HaMishkan, and that did not mean that it's because we now for the first time have a Mizbeach like the Hakomas HaMishkan. But if you're on a Boma Ketana, it's not true. No, it's that the din of how to bring a carbon was changed, just as Vayikra is part of the din of Vayikra, was said by the Hakomas HaMishkan. This is a din in the carbon. And therefore, you need Hefshet V'Nituach, both B'Bama Gedola and B'Bama Ketana. Now, the fact that the Dam is a Matir, and that without that Dam being Matir, you cannot eat the carbon, which, of course, what we were just reading about Shaul, that was taken for granted. There needs to be Zrika. And once it's a Matir, it's also Mefagel. So if you had a Kavon at the time of the Zrika, that it's going to be done Chutz L'Zmanai, so then it's going to be pigo, whether it's on a Bama Gedela or a Bama Ketana. And mumim, the fact that things are possible if they have a mum, and the particular zman that's given for the particular achila that we're talking about, that's also exactly the same mumim pasol and exactly the same zman pasols, bigdela ubigetana. But, says the Mishnah, when it comes to notar, as far as the achilas nota and its iser, and the fact that there's 2 days till you can eat the carbon shlomim with the zman beinayim, and there's only 1 day that you can eat the carbon teda, and so on, and the iser of eating kachim on your tummy, that is exactly the same in either case, on a Bama Gedela or a Bama Ketana. That we know from our Mishnah. So notar, zman, v'tabei, shavim b'zeh u'b'zeh. Tana Rabbana, minayin la'asot zman b'vama ketana k'vama gedola. How do we know that the same times that are given to eat the various karbanas are not dinim in the oil mayed, they're dinim in how to deal with that karma? Well, it's because of the fact, so we'll go with the Shimon Ischos over here on the side, because of the Girsa in the actual Teraskayani, which leaves out this whole piece of Omra Tera, Lo Yisarev, and so on and so forth. The Omra Tera, Lan Yisarev. If you have something that was kept overnight, so the din is, it becomes Nosar, that we have directly in the Halachas, of Shlomim, and where we keep learning, no time, Mipsara Zevach, Beyom HaShlishi, a reference to the Zman that you can eat a Shlomim, so it should be Yisarev. And it also says that Yotze is Yisarev, and therefore my Yotze is kosher Babama, since Yotze is by definition, I mean, that's the point of Obama. What is interesting is Yotze with Obama, because there are no Mechitas on Obama. So just like Yotze is kosher of Obama, that would mean that the same way that we learned out of Maseches Pesachim, the connection between Lina and Yotze, so if Yotze is kosher of Obama, then Lon must be kosher of Obama.
Itmar. Olat Bamat Yachid. Somebody brings an Ola at the time when the Bamot were Mutter, and he brings it on an Olas Yachid. He brings it as a Boma on his roof, meaning it's just a private boma. It's not the boma that all of Yisrael is using. It's not Nov, it's not Givon, and so on. So, or basically any of the places where the Tzibor as a whole had set up their boma. So, Olas Bamat Yachid, Rav says, Inato Nefshet V'Nituach, Reb Yochanan Omar Teuna Nefshet V'Nituach, and we have a machlokus over here. Essentially, do you need to actually skin the oila? Do you need to butcher the oil before bringing it? It's machlokas in understanding the bright of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Tanya. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, There is no need for doing the prote dinim that we used to do in the midbar, because ein afshed v'nituach ella mi'ol moed v'elech. What did he mean when he said there's no afshed v'nituach unless it was from the time of the oil moed? So Rabbi Yochanan held that means from the time of the oil moed, no matter where you're bringing your korban. Lo shana b'magdola, lo shana b'magtana. You always need afshed v'nituach. Mashenkin Rav holds, Mar Zavar, b'bama gedola, where the entire tzibur is bringing, yes, they're in. B'bama ketana, you don't need afshed v'nituach, and it turns out that we have brightot that support both Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. Tanya kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. Actually, now we're going to only have, like, Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. Dvorim shebein b'bama gedola b'bama ketana. Here are all the differences between a b'bama gedola and a b'bama ketana. They are keren, kevesh, yesod, ribua. So if you're a b'bama gedola, then that means that the mizbeach has to fit the general rules of a mizbeach, which means that it has to have the four kronot. It has to have a kevesh that is running up to the mizbeach. It has to have a yesod, which is the base that's an ama. And it has to be square. All of that defines a b'bama gedola. However, when it comes to b'bama ketana, you do not need all of that. Ein keren, yesod, kevesh, v'ribua, b'bama ketana. Another difference is that you do require a kior v'chano in a b'bama gedola, and you need to do the washing. The kohanim need to do the washing of their hands and feet from the kior, but there is no din of a kior v'chano in a b'bama ketana. Furthermore, if you're bringing a korban shlamim, so chazav v'shok, you only have an b'bama gedola. But in a b'bama ketana, there's no din of chazav v'shok. What are the things that are the same? Dvarim sheshavata b'bama gedola l'b'bama ketana. Well, you need to have shchita in a b'bama gedola v'ketana. You need to have hefshet v'nituach. Uh-oh, there's your raya. You say you have to have hefshet v'nituach on a b'bama gedola and a b'bama ketana. That's like Rabbi Yochanan. You need to have a matir, which is dam, and in having that matir, it will also be mefagel in a b'bama gedola and a b'bama ketana. So if you have in mind to eat it chutz lezmanay, so then that means that if that's done with the dam as the matir, it will become, in fact, a posel of karban. The dinim of mumin, that a karban cannot have a mum, and the dinim of eating within the time that you're mechuyav to eat, zman, that also is shared by both b'bama gedola and a ketana. But, as the Mishnah said, aval notar, actually should say, azman va notar vahatamei, shavin bezeh ubezeh. When it comes to the question of the chiyav of eating it, if it became left over beyond its time, or the chiyav of having the actual needing to have that time and that time passels, and that's why it should start with Hazman and then Hanot is the correct Girsa. And if you have Tumas Aguf, that you chayav Kores, that's the same for b'bama gedola and a ketana. Tana Rabbana, minayin lasod zman b'bama ketana, ki b'bama gedola. How do we know that all the dinim that apply to zman apply in a b'bama ketana just like a b'bama gedola? And I'll tell you why I feel that we need to find a good source for this, because look, I mean, we know that generally speaking, we have the din of lun. Okay, so lun, if something stayed over its time, it should be burned. And we know that a yotze that went out of its place should be burned. But is there a yotze in Obama? There's no such thing. The nature of Obama Kitana is that you make it wherever you want. You put it on your rooftop. It doesn't have any mechitzos. And therefore, by definition, there cannot be a psul of yotze. So what are we talking about? Therefore, I would have thought, you know, if there's no iser of yotze, then that means that the spatial dimensions don't apply. So then the temporal dimensions also don't apply. Because, like, we saw that the Torah completely confuses these on purpose by calling the Yom HaShlishi actually meant if it's Chutz L'Mekoymai originally, and Yom HaShlishi means Chutz L'Zmanai. So any dimensional violation, either time or space, should be the same. So if I know that there's no spatial violations by definition on a Bomba Katana, which could be anywhere, so then there should be no time violations. So that's why I'm looking for a Pasuk. Now, wait a minute. Before you say that, is that so simple? I mean, I could bring a Kav Chomer from the Din of Ofot, okay? Ofot, there's no Din of Mum, right? We know it's only Bechuser Aver that passes an Of. Nonetheless, if it's kept outside of its Zman, so all of the dinim of Zman apply to an oaf, despite the fact that it doesn't have an mum. Now, Kache Bama Ketana, we learned before, that the mum does pasel. So it should be a kavachomer. If a mum pasels, so for sure, there should be all of the time problems, right? Well, not necessarily. I mean, ofot, they're different. Because, after all, you cannot have a czar doing any of Aveda with an oaf, because the whole point of an oaf, of course, is that it requires only the Kohen and his fingernail. And that's the connection of fingernails to birds anyway. How do you say fingernail in Hebrew? Tziporen. There you go. So that all comes because that's the way to do Malika, right? You do Malika with your bird nail. But that's only true of a Kohen. Tomar Babama Kitana Shazar Kasherba. So that doesn't mean that time is going to affect the Bama Kitana where we don't have a need for a coin at all. So now we're stuck. I don't know. Where do we or do we not learn it from? I mean, on the one hand, we don't have this Kavachomer anymore. So I need a Pusik. Is there a Pusik that tells me what the din would be? Because otherwise I would assume that there's no time element since there's no space element. And we always find that the dimensional psulim are interrelated. So is there a pasuk that says otherwise, that we said over here that Zman pasos? Indeed there is. Talmud Lomar, that's why it says, Vizot Torat Zevach HaShelamim, that means Torah Achat V'chol HaShelamim. And if that's the case, it means across the board that you will have the same Torah for Zevach HaShelamim, which means that the Zman, which is where all of the dinim of Zman are said. Remember, they're all said in that parsha of Zot Torat Zevach HaShelamim. And that makes Zman in Abama Ketana the equivalent of Zman in Abama Gedola. And therefore, it's time for Mr. Right, unless he's turned left. And therefore, this is your cue. Hadron Aloch Parat Chatat. Well,
Bleed Adam.
All right. I'm telling you, Doc was right on top of you. He was ready to get moving. Whew, you just made it. So, Hadron Alach Parat Chatat Usalikala Mesechet Zivachim. Wow. Just in time to start Menachot. So now let us do our Siyam, and then let us discuss all of these Inyanim, see if they relate to our Sugya. Hadron Alach Mesechet Zivachim Vahadra Chalant Daitan Alach Mesechet Zivachim Vahadra Chalant לא ניתנה שמינך מסכת זבחים, ולא תיתנה שמינן, לא בעם הדין, ולא בעם הדעתת. הדרן הלך מסכת זבחים, ויד רחלן. דייתן הלך מסכת זבחים, ודייתן חלן. לא ניתנה שמינך מסכת זבחים, ולא תיתנה שמינן, לא בעם הדין, ולא בעם הדעתת. הדרן הלך מסכת זבחים, ועד רחלן. דייתן הלך מסכת זבחים, ודעת החלן. לא נתנשי מנך מסכת זבחים, ולא תתנשי מנן, לא בעלמה הדין, ולא בעלמה דעתי. ירצון מלפניך, אדוני אלוהינו, ולא יבותינו. שתהי תורתך ומונותינו בעולם הזה, ותהי אימנו לעולם הבא. חנינה בר פופה, רמי בר פופה, נחמה בר פופה, חוי בר פופה, במורי בר פופה, רפרם בר פופה, רוחש בר פופה, סורך בר פופה, עדה בר פופה, דרו בר פופה. הרב נו אדוני אלוהינו, את דברי תורתך בפינו ובפי אותם בך בית ישראל. ונהיה כולנו אנחנו וצאצאינו וצאצא עמך בית ישראל, כולנו יודעי שמך ולומדי תורתך, מאויביתך כמני מצוותך כי לעולם אילי, יהי ליבי תמים בחוקיך למען לא אבוש, לעולם לא אשכח פיקודך כי במחייתני, ברוך אתה אדוני למדני חוקיך, מודים אנחנו לפניך אדוני אלוהינו ולאבותינו, ששמת חלקנו מיושבי בית המדרש, ולא שמת חלקנו מיושבי קרנות, שאנו משכימים והם משכימים. אנו משכימים לדברי תורה, והם משכימים לדברים בטלים. אנו עמלים והם עמלים. אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר, והם עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר. אנו רצים והם רצים. אנו רצים לחיי העולם הבא. והם רצים לבאר שחת, שנאמר ואתה אלוהים, תורידם לבאר שחת. אנשי דמים ומרמה לא יחצו ימיהם, ואני אפתח בך. Yiratzol milfamech vadunu Eloheinu, kishem she'azartanu l'sayim masechet zvachim, kent azrenu latchil mesechtotu sforim achirim l'saymon, ללמוד וללמד, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך ביעבו, וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים יעמוד לנו לזרנו, שלא תמוש התורה מפינו מפי זרנו עד עולם, ותתקיים בנו, ותעלך תנחה אותך, ושוכבך תשמור עליך, והקיצות היא תשיחך, כי בי ירבו ימיך, ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימים בימינה, בשמאלה אושר וכבוד, אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו והשלום. יתקדל ויתקדש שמי רבו. מיום עמד יהוא עתיד להתחדת ולחי ימיתי ולעסק יתון לחיי עולמו, ולמבנה קרתד ירושלים ולשכללו יחלו בגבו, ולמקר פוחון הנוכרו מנערו, ולהטב הפוחון הדשימי יודיעת רב ים לחקוש ובריך במחותי ויקרי. בחיי חונב יום חון וחיי דחו בית ישראל, בעגלו ובזמן קריב אמרו אמן. יהי שמי רבו מבורך מעולם, וליומי עומיו, יתברך וישתבח ויתפאר ויתרומה ויתנשא, ויתעדור ויתעלה ויתעלה שמי דקודשה בריחו, ואילו מן כל ברכתה ושירתה, תושבחתה ונחמתה, ואמירן ביומה ואמרו אמין, ואהו ישראל ויהו רבנן ויהו תלמידיון, ויהו כל תלמידי תלמידיון, ויהו כל מדיוסקין ביורייתה, דיביית רק קדישה דן ודיבי כל אתר ויתר, ילון וחון של המרא בוחינו וחיסטו ורח אמין וחיין עריכין ומזוני רוויחי ופורקנה מן קדום אבון די בשמיה וירא ואמרו אמין יהי שלום רבה מן שמיה וחיים עלינו ולעקו ישראל ואמרו אמין עושה שלום במרומה ויעשה שלום עלינו ולעקו ישראל ואמרו אמין מזל טוב, מזל טוב, סימן טוב, מזל טוב Simen da umadud. Beautiful. Very nice, very nice. We need the sparks. We need the... Okay, excellent, excellent. Beautiful. Baruch Hashem, shezachino lekach. Unbelievable. Anyway, what's fascinating over here is that, amazingly, this connects, this end of the Masechet connects for some crazy reason directly to Korban Pesach, because of course, as you'll recall, the whole Mishnah that defines the difference that we're talking over here between Bama Gedolah and Bama Ketana, the Mishnah in Megillah reads, Ein Bein Bama Gedolah and Bama Ketana Ela Psochim, which is like really crazy. And even though it can't possibly mean Ela Psochim, but it means that Psochim, as the Gemara Psochim Vetulo, Ema Ke'ein Psochim, which means that Korban Pesach, somehow or other, is so definitive that it actually defines for us all of those karbanas that we're talking about over here in terms of the psukim that we learned from the Zotar at Zevach HaShlamim. And remember, from the beginning of the Masechta, the first Mishnah actually taught us the same thing. Because the only thing of a normal karban that is pasul, if it was instead of Shalalu Labalam Lashum Chova, is the karban Pesach, which is actually, sometimes kosher, if it's shalom lishma, and sometimes not. It's absolutely unique, no other carbon like that. And that's a Pesach only bismano. But if it isn't bismano, this is literally the first thing we learned in the Masechet, is that particular special din about carbon Pesach, and the place that we learn it from is out of the very same inyan of these psukim that we close the Masechet from, which is the Zotar at Zevach HaShlamim, and that's what is invoked right at the beginning. Tana Rabbana, Pesach Bizmano Lishmo Kosher, Shalom Lishmo Posel, Bishayimot HaShana Lishmo Posel, Shalom Lishmo Kosher, and this is from Iminatzon Korbanon LeZevach Shlamim LaHashem, which is the Dover Abba, Minatzon LeZevach Shlamim, and then in the beginning of the Sugi, Minayin Lomotar Pesach Shekarav Shlamim. That is a reference to the Tzon Vakar. This is, of course, only true about a Shlomim, because there is no Tzon Vakar by a Pesach. And therefore, the Pesach that opens the Masechet is learned from Shlomim. And the closing Pesach of Zot Torat Zevach HaShlomim, in which all of the Dinim We're talking about over here of the Zman, the Dinim of Pigol, and the Dinim of Lina, and the Dinim of Akila, but everything appears in that Parsha of the Zotorat Zevach HaShlamim, which is actually, in a sense, the Zevach Pesach. And that is the real Zevach HaShlamim. They're interchangeable, except at that particular moment from Chatzot of the 14th of Nisan, which is an astonishing idea, which the only time that this carbon is not a Shlamim, but is a Pesach, is when it is actually that day of the carbon Pesach itself. An unbelievable mixture of identity. And it's actually the carbon Pesach that connects all of the individual Shlamim of Yechidim to suddenly become the equivalent of a tzibur, because the Gemara learns out that even though it's a carbon yachid, it's given the chashivas of a carbon tzibur, it's bob bekinufia, it's bob with everybody coming together, and because of that, it's doichatuma, which of course, that's today, we're okay now at this moment to call it today, it is Pesach Sheni, so our timing worked out all right, so that's today, Pesach Sheni, is the basis of all overshas, all of the dinam of Tuma being dechuya or hutra betzibur, comes from this story of Pesach Sheni, and that is also another remarkable insight into the centrality of the Pesach Shlamim relationship, as the Rambam puts it, tzibur t'meimes inan nidachim ela hatumati dacher ve'yasu Pesach betuma v'uadin l'chol korban shekavuelo zman kipesach. It's all basically a din in the Korban Pesach. As a matter of fact, even the fact that a Pesach is called a Korban Yochid when it's compared to the Chagiga comes because of Pesach Sheni. Because over there, the Gemara actually says in Yuma that why is it that we call the Chagiga a Korban Tzibur and we call the Pesach a Korban Yochid? It can't be because it's brought together as a whole group, is it? Because the Pesach also is brought as a group. So why isn't it called the Korban Tzibur? Ah, because of Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is not brought as a whole group. And therefore, it's Pesach Sheni that gives it that din. We're going to see how important that is. Because, look, let's talk about the whole idea of Pesach Sheni, the request of Pesach Sheni, in which we learned from it, because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response, that in fact, Tuma is the Chuyah Bet Tzibur, but not by a yachid. So what does it say over there? Vayan Hashem, asher hayu tmeim lenefesh adam, v'lo yachlu la'asot ha-pesach b'yom ahu. So they could have actually brought a Pesach if they would have been allowed to eat. They could have eaten that night, but they weren't allowed to come in to bring the Pesach. So all they wanted to do was to get a shliach, send the Pesach with it, and that way at night they'd be able to have the Pesach along with everybody else, and that would make them very happy. They felt terrible. And they came to Moshe Rabbeinu Vayumru Anashim Ayim Ayilav Anachnu Tmeim Lenefesh Adam Lama Nigara. Why should we be left out? It's so unfair. Levilti Krivet Korban Hashem B'Moado B'Toch B'nei Yisrael. We want to be like everyone else. All of Klal Yisrael is bringing the Korban Pesach, and we're the only ones that can't bring the Korban Pesach. That's terrible. And of course, what happens, everybody thinks that what happens is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yes, yes, you're right, lovely, we'll give. That's not what happens. Actually, what Moshe responds with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to him, I mean, he says, okay, just stay here for a moment. Imdu veshma mayitzaveh Hashem lachem. I'm sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have a satisfactory response. But he doesn't. Actually, the response is horrible. Because, I mean, the whole thing that they were asking was, Lama Nigara, we want to go and bring the Korban B'toch B'nai Yisrael. Isn't that what they asked? And what does HaKadosh Baruch say? Not a chance. No, actually, don't bring it B'toch B'nai Yisrael. But you can bring your own some other time. But that's not what we wanted. So what exactly is this response? It's totally ignoring the original request, giving them some kind of sop, you know, okay, well, at least you can bring a Korban Pesach. I mean, after all, the whole thing that they wanted, why are they crying Lama Nigara? Because the whole connection to national identity, this is not stomach Korban. This is the Korban Pesach. It was the Dama Mila and the Dama Pesach that gave the whole identity to B'nai Yisrael. And now they're left out of that experience here for the first time in the Midbar. So they're saying, we're bereft. Lama Nigara. We feel left out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, tough on you. That's not the way people usually learn it, but that's what it says. And the truth is, this is an incredible limud, because the response is something of a slap in the face. And it's such an important slap in the face that it changes our entire concept of the nature of Yisrael. That's what's so amazing about it. And what HaKadosh Baruch was telling them is, cut the garbage. What's this B'toch B'nai Yisrael jazz? That's not the Indian of the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach, the Chashivas, is the Zevach Chag HaPesach, not the B'toch B'nai Yisrael. You know what this is like? No offense to David Solomon, he already did teshuva. But it's like saying, you know, if I'm going to be doing the Daf Yomi, I got to go to Yeshivat Chachmei Lublin, and that's where we're going to do the Daf Yomi. No, you don't need to go to Yeshivat Chachmei Lublin to actually make an impact with your Daf Yomi. Or, you know, they've got shuls that they build in America with bricks from various old Bate Knesiot. You know, I put a little plaque on the brick. This brick was taken from such and such a shul in Prague. This one in Warsaw. This is Mamish. And people come from all over the world to look at the bricks and to see where it was that their shul was. My God, this is what you think that being part of Klal Yisrael is about, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You got to come B'toch B'nai Yisrael. That's not the point. The idea of Kol Yisrael Chaverim B'Regel is not because everybody's together on the Regel Stam. It's a function of their coming to a base Hamigdash to do Aveda. And the Raya is that the original Asifa, remember, how do we know Kol Yisrael Chaverim B'Regel? Because we bring a Raya from the Pasuk of Vayeasev Kol Ish Yisrael Ela Ir Ki Ish Echad Chaverim. Everybody came with the greatest sense of Chaverut. Yeah, you know what that pasuk is from? Pelegish Begiva. You know what it introduces? Yeah, 150,000 people killed. This is the great Kol Yisrael Chaverim, which was an absolute disaster in terms of that application. So no, then that's the whole point. The amazing truth is that Pesach came because of the Korban. The Korban didn't come because of Pesach. Even the logistics of the Yetziah, in which Moshe Rabbeinu was saying we have to go and we have to bring Zvachim and we have to do Karbonas, and he even says to Paro as they're on their way, Gamatati ten biyadenu olotu Zvachim. Olotu Zvachim, what are we talking about over here? And the focus on Karbonas was from the very beginning, remember, of Brit Ben Aptarim. The whole Brit Ben Aptarim was what? Avram Avinu asks B'moida, and it's B'moida, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him, it's going to be B'schus HaKarbonos. So we have over there, Ani Hashem Asher Atzeticha Milkastim Latet Lecha Haaretz, and he says B'moida Kirashena, and Vayomer Elav Kecholi Egla Mishuleshet Ve'ez Mishuleshet Ve'ayil Mishulash Ve'tor Ve'gozal Ve'vaterotam, and so on. And all of this happens, then he has this vision, Vayomer Avram Yadoa Teda, and he's asking, that's why I want you to bring these karbonas now. It's the karbon that actually was the original avtocha for Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos HaGadol was the schus of the Yetziah because of preparing the karbon Pesach. So the whole idea is backwards. The karbon, what's important to realize, the carbon is the future, not the past. The carbon is always about the future. The bracha of the carbon is the future. The work of the carbon is what it gives to the continued evolution that we find from the predator, which is the binyamin presence. It has to be b'chelko shel toref. It has to be a predation. That means it's b'davka part of the continued competition of growth and development of the world. The Beis HaMikdash is always in the future. It's the makom asher yivchar. The makom of the Beis HaMikdash ha-shlishi, ki lo batem adata ela menucha ve'la nachala. That's all dreams about the Beis HaMikdash to come. As a matter of fact, who knows? The Pesach Sheni may be the Pesach of the future. I don't know. You know, people say, oh, it's just some arbitrary date. Maybe it's not some arbitrary date. Maybe we just don't know it yet, you know? Who knows? Tomorrow may be a big day, or maybe we have to wait another year. I don't know.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Right. So if that's the point, it's enough of a Pesach to carry along the matzos and merorim, despite the fact that you can have chametz imay babayis. There's no moed. There's even shitas in demand that you have to say over Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because if you're eating matzah and merorim, so you have to say matzah zurshanu eichlim al shulma. Okay, that's actually a big machlokas, whether that's a din in the Haggadah specifically, if you got it to Lavincha, which of course wouldn't apply, or whether it's a din in the Achila of the Matzah Demar. It's a machlokas between the way the Avodrom learns, the way the Rambam learns. But in any event, there's definitely a strong issue over here that the Pesach itself is the chibur that you have. And that means the implication is so important to us, because Pesach Sheni essentially is insisting to these people, almost like a slap in the face, you got it all wrong, that Yisrael, you want Betoch Yisrael? Yisrael exists much more as an entity within the Zevach than as a physical structure or a social structure or an event that's outside of it, which is a tremendous shock. So how do we understand that identity? That is the question.